بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله الحمد لله وحده والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده ولا أمة بعد أمته ولا كتاب بعد كتابه ولا شريعة بعد شريعته صلى الله تبارك وتعالى عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين أما بعد فقد قال تبارك وتعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم ومن يطع الله ورسوله ويخشى الله ويتق فأولئك هم الفائزون وعن مقبول رحمة الله عليه قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم المؤمنون هينون لينون كالجمل الآنف إن قيد إن قاد وإن نيخ على صخرة استناخ رواه الترمذي السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته We make lakh lakh shukr to Allah Jalla wa Ala that Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala has once again put us upon the Ruhani Dastarkhan, put us upon the spiritual table mat so that our hearts can dine upon the advices, the nasihats, the injunctions of Allah Jalla wa Ala and the teachings of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and the great lessons that have been imparted to us by the ulama ikram and the awliya Allah. Respected friends and elders, every talk of deen has great amount of benefit provided that that person takes the message for himself or for herself. When a person will look at the nasihat of the Quran-e-Kareem, look at the warnings of the Quran-e-Kareem, look at the glad tidings of the Quran-e-Kareem, look at the warnings of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam in the hadith, look at the glad tidings mentioned by Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam in the hadith for himself, then you'll find that the message reaches home. But because we are sitting on an ijtimai basis, on a collective basis, so the message now is split up into 400 parts or 500 parts, and each one is thinking, this is a good lesson, this is a good sabak, this is a good understanding, this is a good point, but is it for me? Yes. That brings me on to my subject of discussion, my dear brothers. That our journey through life, where have we come from and for what we are heading? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave us existence and our arwah, the ruh, the souls, where in alam-e arwah, when a person hears the word alam, it means sphere or that particular place of the ruh which existed prior to our coming into this world. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala saw it fit for us to come onto the face of this earth, then our beloved mothers carried us for a period of 9 to 10 months with a maximum of 2 years. On that particular date, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made us breathe oxygen directly, which we term as the day of our birth. From there, as a ma'asum child, as an innocent youngster, we had gone about our works in life of being educated and associated with people. Different ideas, different frames of mind have been formed. Those that remained with Muslim parents, with Muslim parents, remained on iman, and those that were brought up in the home of a kafir or of a mushrik or of a home of an atheist, then that person lost the journey already long time before reaching Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. From here, a person will live probably for 60 years or 70 years. This teaching is derived from Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam's hadith that my ummah's life will be about 60 or 70 years. After a person will live, if Allah Pak gives him bonus, then he'll see 105 and 110. But that is shaz or nadir. You hardly find people like that anymore. Iske baad, my dear brothers, the journey carries on. Now a person has to go into alam-e barzakh, and that is the qabar, the graveyard, where his body is going to be laid there. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has taken his ruh back. Either the grave will be a pit from the pits of Jahannam, or it will be Jannat ki bagija mein se ek baag hoga. It will be a garden from the gardens of paradise, from the gardens of Jannat. From there the journey is onto Hashar. When a person will come onto Hashar, if he gets the shade of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he is very, very fortunate. And if he gets to drink the water of Kawthar, he is also very fortunate. He'll be given his book of deeds. If he's given in his right hand, he's very fortunate. He'll be made to cross the bridge of Sirat, the pool Sirat, he'll have to cross that. And then he'll enter into Jannat. However, my dear respected friends, this is the picture that I have painted in front of you. The Qabr and the happenings of the Qabr, the life of Barzakh, the happenings on the day of Qiyamah, the outcome for a person with regard to his Name Amal and his books depends upon this life. That after a person has been born onto the face of this earth, for 15 or 16 years he was not mukallaf. Shariat is not imposed upon him. He might make sehri in the morning, 4:30, 4:25 is the cut off time. Around 2 o'clock he feels hungry, ijazat for the child to break the fast. But once a person comes of age, that baligh age, whereupon Shariat fits upon him, then my dear respected beloved friends, upon that period of time, from the age of 15 till the time he has to die, this is a very crucial period. If a person will please Allah Jalla wa Ala in this time, then understand smooth sailing in Barzakh. Understand no problems on Hashar. Understand no problems on the Sirat. Book of deeds in the right hand. Entry into Jannat inshallah without any reckoning. And not just Jannat, but Jannatul Firdaus also. This particular time is the deciphering factor of a person on what Allah Pak will make decision for him. Either the person will go through his good deeds into that place about which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions that there are so many ni'mats, and the hadith of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentions to us, مَا لَا عَيْنٌ رَأَتْ وَلَا أُذُنٌ سَمِيَتْ وَلَا خَطَرَ عَلَىٰ قَلْبِ بَشَرٍ مَا لَا عَيْنٌ رَأَتْ. Such things will be given to us, such ni'mats, no eye has ever seen. وَلَا أُذُنٌ سَمِيَتْ, and the ears have never heard about it. وَلَا خَطَرَ عَلَىٰ قَلْبِ بَشَرٍ, and the heart can never contemplate on the ni'mats of Allah. If a person spends this crucial period according to Allah, فِيهِنَّ قَاسِرَاتُ الطَّرْفِ لَمْ يَتْمِسْهُنَّ إِنْسٌ قَبْلَهُمْ وَلَا جَانٌ, in this portion of his life, my dear respected brothers, he obeyed Allah, then for him is the woman of Jannat, about which Allah Jalla Shanuhu Amma Nawaluhu mentions. Such woman will be afforded to him. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. That no insan and jinnat ever laid hands upon her. If this person lived this crucial period according to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's injunctions and orders, then for him, وَلِبَاسُهُمْ فِيهَا harir, for him is silken clothing. Not just silken clothing, lekin mota resham, thick silk, my dear brothers. If this person lived this crucial period according to Allah Jalla wa Ala, keeping in mind what Allah Pak said from Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen till min al jinnati wan nas, in the teachings of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and the instruction of the ulama ya haq, then my dear brothers, this person will enjoy the waters of Jannat. Wa mizajuhu min tasneem, such water will be given to him that is sealed with musk, my dear brothers, and mixed with tasneem, the waters of Jannat will be given to him. If a person will obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this time, then he'll become like to get that hoor by the name of Laiba. On the contrary, manmani zindagi guzarne lage, manmani zindagi guzarne lage, that he lives his life jaise chahe waise chahe, jo chahe wo kare, jidhar chahe jab chahe, jiske sath chahe jahan chahe, where I want, what I want, with who I want, for how long I want, without questioning what does Allah Jalla wa Ala say about this. Iske baad, my dear brothers, Allah Pak has got the quality of Ghafoorur Rahim, Arhamur Rahimin, but Allah Jalla Shanuhu is Shadidul Iqab also. Hey Banda, you didn't want to obey me. Now you have brought my sifat of ghazab into being. If you don't want to obey me, then in your life, instead of making it hayatan tayyiba, I'll make it ma'ishatan banka. Instead of making it a life of prosperity and enjoyment, I will make this life of yours narrow. Hey my Banda, instead of leaving this world with happiness, tumhare liye maut koi khair ki baat nahi hai. Then the qabr will speak to him in alam-e-barzakh. Of all the people walking on the face of this earth, I hate you the most. Now that you have come to me, see how I entertain you. And my dear respected brothers and elders, it will crush the ribs as Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam displayed, that one rib will go into the other rib. Not only does the journey stop there for a person who is heading towards Jahannam, but it is said that the snake and the serpents of Jahannam, if they have to spit their venom on the face of this earth, not a blade of grass will ever grow on the face of this earth again. Then he will sweat in Hashar, some to the ankles, some to the knees, some to the hips, some to the chest, and some will drown in the sweat. Iske baad, the book of deeds given in the left hand. Thereafter, failure upon the Sirat, cannot cross the bridge. Why? He did not look after that crucial period. Because of not caring for that crucial period, now he has to go into Jahannam. Either he will go as a mu'min and get cleansed, or as a munafiq where he'll remain forever, or as a kafir where he'll remain forever, or as a mushrik where he'll remain forever. And my dear brothers, the lightest punishment for a person who enters into Jahannam, Allahumma ahfazna, Allahumma ajirna minan nar, is that he'll be given shoes to wear that are so hot that will cause his brains to boil. Mere pyaro, ye koi aasan baat nahi hai. This is just said in sentences and words. But Jahannam is a haqiqat and Jannat is a haqiqat. That is why the person who wrote these lines says it with great amount of feeling. Ke jaise karni waise barni, jaise karni waise barni, na maane to karke dekh, jannat bhi hai jahannam bhi hai, na maane to mar ke dekh, jaise karni waise barni. What we do, so shall we reap. We have planted potatoes, potatoes will grow. We have planted the seeds of jannat, Allah will give us that jannat. And my dear respected friends, na maane to karke dekh, if you don't believe, do this amal and see what life will come to us. Lekin jannat bhi hai, jahannam bhi hai, fir bhi na maane to mar ke dekh. A person will die and the true story will come out in front of him. So my dear friends and elders, now that we know where our journey is heading towards, what can I do as a musalli sitting in Masjid al-Hilal today? What can I do as an individual for whom Allah Pak has given life? My Khaliq has made me his makhluk. My Ma'bud has made me his abid. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created me. What must I do? Allah says, you do what I am telling you to do. You do not apply your intellect for where you want to apply it, for this is the quality of shaitan. وَإِذْ قَالَ رَبُّكَ لِلْمَلَائِكَةِ اسْجُدُوا لِآدَمَ فَسَجَدُوا إِلَّا إِبْلِيسَ أَبَى وَاسْتَكْبَرَ وَكَانَ مِنَ الْكَافِرِينَ. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told Iblis, Iblis was known as Tawusul Malaika, peacock among the angels, Azazil, he possessed the qualities which I will enumerate now, from the four ayns which a person has to possess. Iblis did not possess the fourth ayn. I will explain now. He was an abid of Allah, made such sajda in every place of the earth. He was an alim. He knew a lot of knowledge which Allah Pak had given him. And he was arif billah. He recognized who was Allah. Lekin Iblis ashik, he wasn't a lover of Allah. What does the tenet of love demand from a person? It demands that that person does things for the beloved, even if it seems illogical to him. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who is Khaliq, demands that we make sajda to him, it does not only mean that the sajda must be in a physical form of sajda. It means that now the heart, the mind, the intellect, the ambitions, the gold, the wealth, the health, every amenity, faculty must now go into sajda in front of Allah. وَإِذْ قَالَ رَبُّكَ لِلْمَلَائِكَةِ اسْجُدُوا لِآدَمْ. O Malaika, make sajda to Adam. But now intellect comes into being. But now pride comes into being. إِلَّا Iblis. Only Iblis did not make sajda. Why? Sajda is reserved for Allah. How can I make sajda to a creation? خَلَقْتَنِي مِن نَارِ وَخَلَقْتَهُ مِن تِين. I have been created from fire which burns upwards. وَخَلَقْتَهُ مِن تِين. He has been created from sand which is lowly and treaded upon. Intellect into the place, my dear brothers. Coming into being. What does Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says? فَإِنَّكَ رَجِيم. You are accursed. So nafs and shaitan, my dear respected brothers, are on the face of this earth. In this 45-year period, I'm just using a life of 60 years old. In this 45-year period, every person has been assigned one shaitan to misguide him. And every person has been given his nafs. Either you will have the nafs about which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions, وَمَا أُبَرِّئُ نَفْسِي إِنَّ النَّفْسَ لَأَمَّارَةٌ بِالسُّوءُ. Oh, لَا أُقْسِمُ بِيَوْمِ الْقِيَامَةِ وَلَا أُقْسِمُ بِالنَّفْسِ اللَّوَّامَةِ. Ya ayyatuhan nafsul mutma'innah. Either he has a nafs, the base desires which takes him to all wrong, or he's living on offense, sometime good, sometime against, sometime with Allah, sometime against Allah, sometime there, sometime not here, sometime with the Quran, sometime away from the Quran, sometime in obedience, sometime not in disobedience. Or he achieves in his life nafsul mutma'innah, which is totally subservient to Allah. My dear respected friends and elders, one now has to take stock of himself, that if the solution to my life is La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah, then La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah has to govern me from head to toe, has to govern me from dawn to dusk, from dusk to dawn, from birth to death. If a person has brought his hairstyle in accordance to what Allah and Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam wants it to be, then understand he's got a tick far as the hairstyle is going. If a person has brought his face, would regard the mustache and the beard in accordance to the sunnah and the wajib of what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and his Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam wants from us, then that face and that mustache and that beard all have got a tick next to it. If a person has brought his eyes in obedience to Allah, and he lowers this eyes where he's supposed to lower it, then his eyes will be given a tick that now you have passed with looking with your eye. If his ears have heard what Allah wants him to hear, then he will pass the examination of the ears. If his heart will think about what Allah wants him to think about and not plot and plunder, and my dear brothers, be conniving and sly, then that heart has passed if it has obeyed Allah. If these hands have touched the things that are jais, held the things and made khidmat of the ummah and made khidmat of the people and held the Quran-e-Kareem and was extended in salam and was a hand that rubbed upon the forehead and upon the head of the orphan, that hands have passed also. And if this particular private organs of his and his stomach was used all for the obedience of Allah, Allah Jalla wa'ala says in the Quran, قَدْ أَفْلَحَ الْمُؤْمِنُونَ الَّذِينَ هُمْ فِي صَلَاتِهِمْ خَاشِعُونَ وَالَّذِينَ هُمْ عَنِ اللَّغْوِ مُعْرِضُونَ وَالَّذِينَ هُمْ لِلزَّكَاةِ فَاعِلُونَ وَالَّذِينَ هُمْ لِفُرُوجِهِمْ حَافِظُونَ إِلَّا عَلَى أَزْوَاجِهِمْ أَوْ مَا مَلَكَتْ أَيْمَانُهُمْ فَإِنَّهُمْ غَيْرُ مَلُومِينَ. Our Allah is telling us that you want to be successful, Banda. How is a believer successful? الَّذِينَ هُمْ فِي صَلَاتِهِمْ خَاشِعُونَ. His most is a quality of humility in his salah. But first to come for that salah, then he can be most, can have the quality of being humble, of humility. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, the mufassirin, some say that he should give his zakat, and some say he should purify his nafs and purify his insides. At the same time, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling us that stay away from those things that are in vain. Those things got no benefit to us. Luqman alayhi salam was asked that how did you achieve this high status of yours? One of the things he mentioned is that I stayed away from vanity, from those things that got no benefit. And my dear brothers, وَالَّذِينَ هُمْ لِفُرُوجِهِمْ حَافِظُونَ, he guarded his private parts and only used them in the correct way, that is, by his spouse or in the times of war, when in booty a slave girl will come to us. My dear brothers, if a person lived like this and his legs during this period of criterion lived in obedience to Allah and walked towards the masjid, walked in gush, walked towards the khidmat of the sheikh, walked towards learning, walked towards helping the people, walked towards all good, walked towards earning halal, then in this period his legs also get a tick. But there's two sides to a coin, isn't it, my dear brothers? If a person did not obey Allah with his eyes, ears, nose and mouth, with his heart, with his hands, legs and private organs, then unfortunately, my dear respected brothers, he has failed the examination of life. There is no second life. People will beg Allah to send us back onto the earth to do something. There's no second life, my dear brothers. If the youth want to understand that this is the time to put the oil the way Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam oiled his hair and comb that hair according to way the Shariat demands, this is the only time to do this hairstyle. Understand that gold upon the hands, this is the only time not to wear gold on the hands. In the akhirat you'll be given plenty of gold. This is the only time when a ghair mahram will walk in front of us to look down. Varna maut ke baad koi ghair mahram nahi hai, jannat mein hoor hai bhai. This is the only time not to take people's things with deceit, not to trick the people. For Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in the tenets of what it makes a person successful, says that he has to be honest in his dealings. وَالَّذِينَ هُمْ لِأَمَانَاتِهِمْ وَعَهْدِهِمْ رَاعُونَ, the amanat must be in place. This is the only time to pay the money that we owe. Yahi mauka hai tumhare behan ko miras dene ke liye. This is the only time to give our sisters their inheritance. Varna qiyamat mein mere azizo koi inheritance nahi hai. There's no inheritance to be given there. These years, this is the only time to fill it with Quran-e-Kareem, azan and iqamat. This is the only time to fill it with bayanat. This is the only time to fill it with tafsir. After this, my dear brothers, is the music of Jannat. But in this time, if his ears are filled with that thing which causes hypocrisy in the heart, Tawbah, Tawbah, na'udhu billah, we have lost the total game, my dear brothers. We have failed. So looking at this month of Ramadan al-Mubarak, dear brothers, Ghaliban Ka'b bin Udra radiallahu anhu says, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam ascended the mimbar. Ameen. Second stay, Ameen. Third stay, Ameen. The Ameen upon the dua of Jibreel, Ameen. For who? Whoever hears the name of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam and does not say Ameen, Jibreel, Ameen, cursed that person. Does not say durood upon him, Jibreel, Ameen, cursed him. Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said Ameen. Whoever finds his parents in the old age, the subject of parents is another one, my dear brothers. Aaj, today, our parents have become strangers in our own home. May Allah Pak give us a tawfiq to understand that Jibreel Ameen cursed the person who finds his parents in the old age and does not serve them. Allah's Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, Ameen. And whoever finds Ramadan and does not get the forgiveness from Allah, does not earn Allah's pleasure in this Ramadan, my dear brothers. Hi, hi. What a loss it is, my dear brothers. Person has gone to China and did not see the Great Wall of China. What has he gone to China for? You have gone to Cape Town, you did not see the Table Mountain. What have you seen then? You have come to Durban, you didn't see the sea. What have you seen then? If a person passes Ramadan and didn't see Rahmat and didn't get forgiveness, what has he passed in Ramadan? It's difficult for a person not to be forgiven in Ramadan. But if that person is insistent, and my dear brothers, he's sakhat, that he wants to stay like this, then change our mind. And if we know people, I do not say that this congregation is in that particular, category, my dear brothers. If you know people who have been adamant against Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, inculcate the quality of hikmat and invite him towards Allah. So my dear brothers and elders, let us not be content about what we are doing, but strive hard. For now we know it's a ninth day. The days of Maghfirat are going to come, emancipation of Jahannam. Let us now go to the ulama ikram and spend 1 or 2 minutes with them and say, what more can I do? My dear brothers, there is a great sickness in the ummah. There is a great sickness in the ummah that each one is happy about what he is doing, or she is happy about what she is doing. Now you will say, what do I mean by this? Certain families, Allah Pak has given them the quality of giving wealth. So now that passes everything. Because I'm giving wealth, I don't have to be there for Fajr Salat. Or somebody else, my dear brothers, is looking after the orphans. So now he doesn't have to give zakat. This one thing that I'm doing, one thing, Maulana, that I am doing, you know, we got this good quality that we give masjid money. Buy masjid does not want your money, it wants you inside. This ummat, my dear brothers, is only looking at their good. The yardstick is not me. Don't look at what I am doing. Look at what Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam told me to do. One thing me, I keep my pants above my ankles. Lekin dari ke masla mein kya kar rahe bhai? One thing me, I keep my beard, but the pants is below the ankles. We are now taking part of the elephant. Blind people came. Or poor people who could see came in the dark to hold an elephant. One held the trunk, one held the tusk, one held the leg, one held the tail. In the morning they discussed, what is an elephant? One said, no, elephant is long and round, meaning the trunk. One said, it's hard and pointy like a tusk. Another person said, no, it's like a tree trunk. Somebody said, no, it's pointy. Don't hold on to part of deen. Come into deen fully, my dear brothers. Deen is not only salat. If salat is there, but the staff are crying, what salat have I made? If salat is there, but the daughter-in-laws have been made zulab upon. If salat is there and the parents are crying and languishing in some old age home, what have I done? Quran might be in order, but zakat is not in order. Hajj is in order, but sadaqah is not in order. Sadaqah is in order, then this is not in order. My dear brothers, we need to search for the truth of the knowledge and get the entire deen into us. So this is a great time, my dear brothers, that between ilm and amal, a person has to make effort upon iman. For who does not know that salat is farz? Who does not know that we must not do zulam? Who does not know that we mustn't steal? Who does not know that we must not lie? Who does not know that we mustn't go to rave club? Between ilm and amal is the effort of iman. This iman, my dear brothers, in a nutshell, will make us such people that it will be able make us enable us to absorb the shariat, enable us to absorb the deen. Otherwise, like fever, even barfi will seem, my dear brothers, bitter. But when a person make effort on iman, then everything difficult in deen, which appears to be difficult by the way, will become most easy. Another very, very important point, my dear brothers, is that do not procrastinate. What does the shayir tell us? Kal na kar kal ki kal ka barosa nahi, kal to palak japakne ki barosa nahi. Don't say tomorrow and tomorrow. Tomorrow we don't know if we'll blink our eye, my dear brothers. Don't wait for tomorrow. This is a time to spend maximum amount of time in ibadat, maximum amount of time in going out in the work of dawat and tabligh and calling towards Allah and building our iman. This is the best time to go in the company of ulama and learn from them. This is the best time to look at the Quran al-Kareem. For this is a time when we'll get our major service. If after going for a major service, the car still rattles and does not move right, the suspension doesn't go well and the alignment is off, my dear brothers, then which other service can we take it to? May Allah Pak enable us to spend this Ramadan correctly. Hazrat ji rahmatullah alayhi and our kabirin mentioned, ke jo apne zindagi ko Ramadan ke mutabik banayenge, to inke maut Eid jaise hoga. The person will make his life like Ramadan. When he'll die, it will be like Eid. He'll be happy to meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah give you tawfiq and me tawfiq to benefit.
Syntax CD Productions, bringing the sounds of Islam to you.